Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Instant Reaction Podcast, HawkeyeNation.com. Andrew Downs here with you on a Saturday afternoon where the Iowa women defeated Holy Cross 91-65 en route to the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. A nice win ultimately for the Hawkeyes, and you know, you come to do what you need to do in this tournament, and that's just win the game. That's all that has to happen. It doesn't have to look pretty. You don't have to put up good numbers. Iowa ultimately did all of that, but was certainly a sloppy start for the Hawkeyes, a rusty start. 13 days off after that Big Ten championship game a couple of weeks ago, and you could really feel it in that first quarter. Not just because Iowa seemed rusty and Caitlin Clark was certainly off her game a little bit, but because this Holy Cross team came to play, and they played really well. They shot the ball well. They defended really toughly again, really, especially in that first quarter. Iowa just a 2-point lead at the end of that first quarter, 23-21 at the end of that. And you never felt like the game was in jeopardy. You knew Iowa was going to find itself. Caitlin Clark was going to find herself. It was all going to come back and be okay. But certainly not the start you wanted to see out of this team, as you hope they're poised to make a run to another Final Four and beyond here in Caitlin Clark's final season. So either way, despite a sloppy start, despite a game opponent in a 16-seed Holy Cross, Iowa with a nice win, a 26-point victory. Caitlin Clark ended up with a really nice stat line, 27 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. Certainly could have had a triple-double. She sat for the final 3, 4, or 5 minutes, got a little bit of rest, got to maybe check herself a little bit. She was upset several times during the game, spiked the ball off her head, complaining about the refs. At one time, the camera cut to her dad, who just says, shut up. So, you know, it was probably best that Iowa got that. If they have one of those games in them, and hopefully that's all they have in them in this NCAA tournament, best that it was this game at home in front of that crowd against that team. Things aren't going to get any easier for this team. They do still get one more home game, and they did announce towards the end of the game that Iowa's next and final home game of the season will be Monday night, a 7 o'clock tip. They'll play either West Virginia or Princeton. That game going on right now in Iowa City. That'll be the last ride at Carver Hawkeye Arena for Caitlin Clark and Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin in this iteration of this Hawkeye women's basketball. You know, we talked earlier in a podcast about how bright the future looks, and we'll certainly look ahead to that when we need to. But one more chance to see Caitlin Clark as a Hawkeye in Carver Hawkeye Arena. And a nice game from Clark ultimately. Did have 6 turnovers, I think 4 in the first quarter. Really, again, just off her game early on. Didn't shoot the ball well. 8 of 19, just 3 of 9 from beyond the arc. But really kind of got herself going at the free throw line. You could see Lisa Bleeder sat her down a couple of times in the first quarter, probably just to settle her down a little bit. And it ultimately worked. And you know, her post-game interview with Holly Rowe, she's had a smile on her face. She said, you know, she probably needs to smile a little bit more. She's, a legendary competitor at this point. And, you know, you talk about legendary. How much fun has it been? I hope you've had a chance to read like the Wright Thompson article. I mean, it took, you know, over an hour to read, but it's like a novel, but just fantastic piece. The Ringer has a piece, a lot of local stuff going on. I mean, the Caitlin Clark show is reaching its pinnacle right now, and it's fun to kind of soak it all in. Hopefully we get 5 more games left to watch her play in a Hawkeye uniform, but it's just been fun. Hannah Stolke didn't play in the second half, really didn't play much of the second quarter. Lisa Bluter said after the game that she just wasn't feeling well. They decided to give her some rest, give her a chance to, to try to gear back up for Monday. And so, you know, again, nice to have these kinds of games against a 16 seed when you really don't need to be on top of your game. So Hannah Stuckey, you know, had no points, a couple of rebounds, but didn't play much. But a lot of other Hawkeyes picked it up around her, including Addison O'Grady, who off the bench had 14 points, 5 rebounds. So she had a really nice game. Cade Martin, the glue, 15 points, 14 rebounds, double-double for her. Gabby Marshall, 11 points, and 6 of those in the first quarter on early threes. That really kept Iowa in the game at the early stages. I mean, there was one point where they were the only two shots Iowa had made in like a 10-10 game from the field. And so really nice to see Gabby Marshall kind of starting to heat up here again in the month of March. We needed her last year to do what she was able to do. We're going to need that again this year. You know, she seems game to kind of bring that. She also had 3 assists, a couple of steals, a couple of rebounds. Sydney Afalter with 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. So again, ultimately a really nice stat line for many of the players, and then nice to get a bunch of the young players into this game, get some NCAA tournament experience in front of that crowd again late in this game, as the Iowa starters were able to kind of sit. Holy Cross was game, man. That's a good team. That's a well-coached team. That was a fun, you know, first quarter to watch, despite the fact that I was only up by 2. Really ran away with it in the second quarter, a 25-9 second quarter for the Hawkeyes. And then, you know, just kind of coasted the rest of the way in the second half. Never really had to back up real strongly to put this one away. But that was a good Holy Cross team. They were game. I mean, you think those women have never played in front of that many people in that kind of an atmosphere. And so for them to show up the way they did, a real tip of the cap to them. And so Hawkeyes move on. They're going to face, again, either West Virginia or Princeton in the second round, the round of 32. And we'll see from there. It's been a pretty chalk tournament so far, as it often is in these early rounds. Colorado and Kansas State both awaiting a potential Sweet 16 matchup. They play tomorrow afternoon to see who moves on to the Sweet 16 and who will be there sitting, waiting for Iowa or whoever Iowa plays tomorrow afternoon. This is not going to be a real long podcast. There's not a whole lot to analyze from this, but we'll certainly have another one probably Monday night. Not sure what I'll do tomorrow night with the men's game. And apologies for not having a podcast Tuesday night after the men's NIT win over Kansas State. I'm just on a personal note for anybody who cares. I was actually in the hospital on Tuesday. Yeah, I spent the whole week in the hospital. I'm fine. Everything's okay. I'm going to be okay. But had a heck of a week. And so, yeah, I didn't have a podcast for the men. If something happens crazy tomorrow night in the men's game against Utah, out in Utah, I think it's an 8:00 tip. I'll jump on here quickly. Otherwise, I'll probably save that content for Monday night as well, after the 7:00 game. But hey, one more chance to watch Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes in Carver Hawkeye Arena. These tickets will be hot. If you have them, hold on to them. These are not tickets I would sell for almost any amount of money. You get one more chance to kind of see who is probably the greatest women's basketball player of all time in her home arena in the NCAA tournament. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But that's pretty much it for now. I appreciate you listening, and go Hawks.